We're continuing with Pesachim Nefkuf Aleph Amud Beis. What do we see so far? We saw Rav Yochanan that said that Shinui Makom Ein Tzarech Levarech. And we disproved that. So Braisa says Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarech. Yeah? Okay. Then Rav Chista came and said in the name of Rav Huna, that depends. Firstly, said mimakom lemakom, not only mibayit lebayit. We saw a big discussion. What about from the roof down to the bottom floor? Then we had another quote from Rav Chisda, and he said, "It depends. If it's tunin bracha lachrem bimkoman, then you don't have to make a bracha, even though there's shinui makom, because lekive kama hadar." And Rav Sheshet disagreed with that. We saw machlokas Rashbam and Tosfot. What constitutes tunin bracha lachrein bimkoman? Where the Rashbam and Rashi learn tunin bracha lachrein kama bimkoman, and that would be specifically anything that's called tone bracha lachrein, that's not a born afashos. And then you also have the din bimkoman. And Tosus learns not. Tosus learns only hamotzi, only mezonos and hamotzi are called ton bracha lachrein bimkoman. And we saw in the Tosus Rush, the logic behind it is that pas above a kissin is just pots down a step. So far so good? Okay, so the subject we're focused on now is the machlokas of Chista and of Sheshas, whether davar that's eino ton bracha bimkoman, whether davar sheton bracha bimkoman is tzarech levarech. Rav Shesha says yes, Rav Chista says not. That's really the machlokas. Ton bracha bimkoman, Rav Chista says lekiva kama hadar, Rav Shesha says not. Yeah? Avi, we're together?
Yeah, for the proof.
Okay. We asked a few questions. Why is it Hadar? Is it Tolein in his das at the time of the bracha? Is it Tolein in his das when he leaves? Is it a Geder in Hesech Hadas, which was the way we thought? Okay, make it. Bnei Chabura shayu mesubin lishtot. Oh, what were they drinking? Vaku ragdehen natzet likat chatan o likat kala. Why is two different dinim? Kshehen yotzein ein tunin b'chal mafra. Kshehen chozerin ein tunin b'chal chatchila. B'meh dvarim amurim, which we assume is not arguing but quantifying. Shenichu sham zaken o chole. אבל לא הניחו שם, לא זקן ולא חולה. כשהן יוצאים, תונין ברכה למפרע. כשהן חוזרים, תונין ברכה לכתחילה. מדיקטני עקור רגליהן, נכלל דה בדברים התונין ברכה לכן במקומן עסקינן. ותיימא דהניחו שם זקן או חולה, הוא דה כשהן יוצאים, אין תונין ברכה למפרע, וכשהן חוזרים, אין תונין ברכה לכתחילה. אבל לא הניחו שם, זקן או חולה. כשהן יוצאים, תונין ברכה למפרע, וכשהן חוזרים, תונין ברכה לכתחילה. Kasha l'Rav Chisda. So you see, even though there was Nakira, you see that they have to make a new bracha. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mantan Akirot Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, Chachamim will disagree. So you have a stam brayso like Rabbi Yehuda, Beseder, we weren't talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Ditanya, Chavarim, Shayum Subin Vakur Agdei Nelech Lebet HaKnesset Lebet HaMidrash. כשהן יוצאים נתונים בכלל מפרח, כשהן חוזרים נתונים בכלל מלכתחילה. אמר רב יהודה במדברין אומרים בזמן שנחשם מקצת חברים, אבל לא נחשם קצת חברים, כשהן יוצאים נתונים בכלל מפרח, כשהן חוזרים נתונים בכלל מלכתחילה. אלא תאי, מד בדברים הטעונים, בכלל אכן מקומן, וכשהן יוצאים נתונים בכלל מפרח, כשהן חוזרים נתונים בכלל מלכתחילה. אבל דברים שאין טעונים בכלל לאחיהם במקומן, אפילו לרבנן, כשהן יוצאים נתונים בכלל מפרח, כשהן חוזרים נתונים בכלל מלכתחילה. Let's be medayik like that. That the Braisa was specifically talking about akru ragleihem, chaver and shoy mesubin, and eating something that is a kvius, right? But let's be medayik from the braisa that if it were, they were eating something else, then even according to Rabbanan, you'd need a bracha, and that would be a raya to Rav Chisda, and that lema tevituvta to Rav Yochanan. Maybe that also disproves that Rabbi Yochanan that says shinui mako main tzarech leparech. So Gemara says, what do you need a tiyuvta for? V'lav miutvine chada zimne. Didn't we already do that? Neima meha nami levi tiyuvta. Well, maybe from here is also disproved. Malach Rav Yochanan, adin dafil dvarim she'en tunin mchalachem ben koman nami en tzchin varech. V'adiktani yakru agnehen lo deyachak chod Rabbi Yehuda dafil dvarim she'tunin mchalachem ben koman. Taima deniku sham miktzat chaverim. אבל לא הניחו מצד חברים, כשהן יוצאים תונין ברכה למפרע, וכשהן חוזרים, תונין ברכה לכתחילה.
What's the stress on that all these cases that we've had are different mitzvot that they're using for? We have one that it's they're going to Mishamech the Kala, then we have that they're going to the Beit Knesset. Does that mean that this is only for Tzach mitzvah they're able to leave in such a situation, but otherwise we're going to force them to stay and be mefarech before they leave?
Okay.
Just your mikra then.
Let's hold up. Let's retain that question. It's a good question. Let's see. Rashi. So basically, the Gemara said a lot of words, but really, the Gemara really didn't say that much. Meaning, let's summarize what we see. We brought a braisa. You want to summarize? Should I summarize? What? Yeah? Okay. So, we began with the braisa that discussed Bnei Chabura that were oker for Chasan and Kala. that the only time they don't have to make a bracha is because they left someone behind. So, the chora that refutes Rav Chisda, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok offered, no, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, because we have a braisa that says that Rabbi Yehuda says Bameh Dvarim Omrim. Rabbi Yehuda, when he says Bameh Dvarim Omrim, is cholik even in a Mishnah. We have a cloud that when Rabbi Yehuda says Eimasai in a Mishnah, he's quantifying Tanakama. But when he says Bameh Dvarim Amurim not, now that Tosus points out is only B'Mishnah Seinu. In a Braisa, when Rabbi Yehuda says Eimasai, he might be arguing. But here he's saying Bameh Dvarim Amurim. So okay.
Exclusive to Rabbi Yehuda that Russian?
Yes. Oh, that must be Machlokes in the Gemara. But we that's how we come out. That when Rabbi Yehuda says Eimasai in our Mishnah, he is quantifying Tanakama. It's Machlokes Amurim. But that's how we come out. Yeah, he's not arguing. When Rabbi Yehuda says Eimasai in our Mishnah, he's quantifying, not arguing. But Bameh Dvarim Amurim, when Rabbi Yehuda says it, is not. Saying it's only when Rabbi Yehuda says Eimasai. And here it's not even our Mishnah, it's a Braisa. So.
But it could be.
It could be. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, if they didn't leave anyone behind, they always need to make a new bracha. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds no continuation of bracha. So that was our answer. Once we brought that braisa, we said, okay, but from that braisa we understand that maybe if it wasn't akru ragleihem, if they weren't eating something that is torn bracha ben koman, they would have to make a bracha. Maybe that's a refute of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan says, no. Akru is only to tell you how far Rabbi Yehuda would go. You're right, in a chinami. Bemet, even not Akru, you don't have to make another bracha according to Tanakama. But the idea here is to tell us Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So, we have a stem braisa like Rabbi Yehuda. We have a lot of weight on Rabbi Yehuda now. Yeah? We have a stem brisa like Rabbi Yehuda. So, okay. We have Rav Chista that goes not like him. Rav Sheshes does go like him. Okay. That's it. That's the end of the sugya. Yeah? Okay, let's finish the Gemara. Tani Kav Seder Rav Chista. Now we'll bring support of Rav Chista. Chavrim Shum Subin Lishtot Yayin. Now is the big discussion in Tosos. Are we Goris Lishtos Yayin here? Ve'akru Ragdayen Mechazru Ein Tzichin Nevarech. Which according to Tosos and Maskana, you can't be Goris the Lishtos Yayin. Rashi. I'm starting from the top. Didvarim shentunin b'chalachem kigon. I don't know what that word means. Ma'im ha'perot shentunin b'chach chashuva b'ifne atzman. Devadai kevan damad v'alach l'makom acher. Amidato zo igmar sudato. V'hach sudach itihi v'tzich levarech b'tchila. I don't know what the word amad means. Aval dvarim tunin b'chalachem b'mkoman. What does the word amad mean? Amad could mean to stand, or amad could mean to stop.
To stop?
Yeah, we saw it in the Gemara in Brachos. So they told chutzpis aturigamon amod. Stop translating. So the word amad over here, does it mean because they stopped or because he got up? Why is Rashi bother telling us he stood up? So I could say chidushim, but I first want to point out that we don't know which way the word amad means. Aval dvarim atunin b'chalachem b'mkoman kilomar bracha chashuva b'fnei atzman kigon shivat aminim hoil velo birech achayhen v'amad lelech l'makom acher. לסעוד על קביעות הראשון הלך לברככם ברכה אחת על שתיהן ולפניהם נמיין צריך לחזור ולברך. How does Rashi learn לקיבו קומה הודר? That it's נוגע לברכה האחרונה. And by default the ברכה הראשונה falls along. What's לקיבו קומה הודר? I'm continuing the first suda. I went al das to say one benching for both. Yo? That's not what we would have said. We kept understanding the focus is bracha rishona.
This is a part of this protection.
And Rashi says no. L'kiva kama hodar, he's going back to the first kiviyas to have one bracha achrona for both. Mimela, he doesn't need a bracha rishona because it's the continuation of the suda. Yo, you guys see the steps in Rashi? Your Chavrusa wants you to explain.
Until now we've been thinking that what makes it that you don't have to make the new bracha? Because you're continuing with the under the auspices, right, of the original bracha. Now we're coming, Rashi's showing us that no, it doesn't have to do with the original bracha, but the important part is that you're connecting to the same after bracha. Since you're continuing to the same after bracha, they're connected.
Meaning the first bracha, the birchas hanenin, is the last step of the puzzle. We thought it was the first point at hand. And Rashi's saying, no. You're going back to your first kviyus, meaning you keep thinking you're going to say one bracha achrona for both. Memela, you're still on your first bracha rishona. But that's like an afterthought. That's an adjunct.
It's also more hegyoni, you know, the more important is the after bracha, no? The deraita level of the connecting to it. And the reason why you have to come back to the place isn't because you need anything good. The fact that we're saying that it's connected to the first bracha. That was the lashon. So, lashon of the Gemara is also linking us to the after bracha.
Okay, yes, I hear. Lekivei kamohodar kilomar. Notice Rashi, almost every Rashi here is a kilomar. Yeah. Al da suda rishona uchel achshav lisayem sudato. I don't know what those words mean. Now he's koveya his das? Or when he left? Echad ze ve'echad ze rav sheish atze tzarich levarich ben shetunin b'chalach en min koman ben sheinan tzarichin. Clear? Yeah?
Question is whether the Lachre and Bim Koman is putting them together now? Is the way that Rashi is looking at it?
Don't know. Yeah? Rashi Echadze Vechadze? Yes, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Okay, Kshen Yotzin in Tunin Brachal Mafreya. Why? Because what did Rashi tell me? What didn't I know? What did I need Rashi for? Rashi's telling me something and I have no clue what he's telling me. What did Rashi add to the Gemara? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So then I don't know what Rashi's saying. Kshen Yotzin in Tunin Brachal Mafreya. Kilomar, wow. Levarech bracha shel achrehin ho'il ve'atidin lachzor.
It's a shame I'm not being video.
Why?
I went like this to catch and I put seltzer in my eyes. I'm very grateful.
הכי גר סינון, במה דברים אמורים לא גר סינון בהר ביהודה? מדקטני עקרו מכלל בדברים הטעונים חולו, דעקירות, או דעקירה, משמע. משום מהירות חתן וקלה הם נקרים, אבל אם לא כן עדיין יוצאים לעמוד לברך ברכה של אחיהם. Yeah. So Rashi seems to say that akru indicates it was unexpected. So I don't know how the word akru means that.
That's a difference right away between Chatan Kala and Kinet.
Oh. Tov. Mantana says Rashi lach brayta diktani ab agav dedrim tunin b'chalachayin tzir levrechav Yehudahi. Chavrim shayum subin ve'akru ve'lo garsin han lishtot yayin u'makshin han elatayim ad bedrim tunin b'chalachayin shum hachi pligi rabanan leid rav Yehudah. אף דברים שאין תונין ברכה לאחיהם, אפילו רבנן מודו, צריך לברך פעם אחרת בתחילה. See, what I'm not sure about, I think that the Gemara's approach to a brisa like this is that Chachamim is Tanakama. And there are two ways you could read the brisa. You could, but the Gemara is dochik to say this. Meaning, I think the Gemara's first choice is to understand it as There's Tanakam and Rav Yehuda who says Bamedvar Mamurim. Sometimes the Gemara will say Kula Rav Yehuda he. It's all Rav Yehuda, and he's quantifying what he said in the beginning, right? But I think the Gemara's first choice is not to learn that way. Yo. So that's, as I'm assuming, that Chachamim over here is the Tanakama of the Braisa. Assuming. Okay. Back to our Rashi. אבל בעיד אל אל, לא תנה יין והדיה. Okay. To be continued.